I've been looking at your reading list, said Dymac. Vauban? Yes. Fortification engineering from the time of Louis XIV. Bean nodded. He thought back to Vauban and how his strategies had adapted to fit Louis's ever more straitened finances. Defense in depth had given way to a thin line of defenses. Building new fortresses had largely been abandoned, while raising redundant or poorly placed ones continued. Poverty triumphing over strategy. He started to talk about this, but Dymac cut him off. Come on, Bean. Why are you studying a subject that has nothing to do with war in space? Bean didn't really have an answer. He had been working through the history of strategy from Xenophon and Alexander to Caesar and Machiavelli. Vauban came in sequence. There was no plan. Mostly his readings were a cover for his clandestine computer work. But now that Dymac was asking him, what did 17th century fortifications have to do with war in space? I'm not the one who put Vauban in the library. We have the full set of military writings that are found in every library in the fleet. Nothing more significant than that. Bean shrugged. You spent 2 hours on Vauban. So what? I spent as long on Frederick the Great, and I don't think we're doing field drills either, or bayoneting anyone who breaks ranks during a march into fire. You didn't actually read Vauban, did you? Said Dymac. So I want to know what you were doing. I was reading Vauban. You think we don't know how fast you read? And thinking about Vauban? All right, then. What were you thinking? Like you said, about how it applies to war in space. Buy some time here. What does Vauban have to do with war in space? I'm waiting, said Dymac. Give me the insights that occupied you for 2 hours just yesterday. Well, of course, fortifications are impossible in space, said Bean. In the traditional sense, that is. But there are things you can do. Like his mini fortresses, where you leave a sallying force outside the main fortification. You can station squads of ships to intercept raiders. And there are barriers you can put up. Mines. Fields of flotsam to cause collisions with fast-moving ships, holing them. That sort of thing. Dymac nodded, but said nothing. Bean was beginning to warm to the discussion. The real problem is that unlike Vauban, we have only one strong point worth defending. Earth. And the enemy is not limited to a primary direction of approach. He could come from anywhere, all at once. So we run into the classic problem of defense, cubed. The farther out you deploy your defenses, the more of them you have to have, and if your resources are limited, you soon have more fortifications than you can man. What good are bases on moons of Jupiter or Saturn or Neptune when the enemy doesn't even have to come in on the plane of the ecliptic? He can bypass all our fortifications. The way Nimitz and MacArthur used two-dimensional island hopping against the defense and depth of the Japanese in World War II. Only our enemy can work in three dimensions. Therefore, we cannot possibly maintain defense in depth. Our only defense is early detection and a single massed force. Dymac nodded slowly. His face showed no expression. Go on. Go on? That wasn't enough to explain 2 hours of reading? Well, so I thought that even that was a recipe for disaster, because the enemy is free to divide his forces. So even if we intercept and defeat 99 of 100 attacking squadrons, he only has to get one squadron through to cause terrible devastation on Earth. We saw how much territory a single ship could scour when they first showed up and started burning over China. Get 10 ships to Earth for a single day? And if they spread us out enough, they'd have a lot more than a day. And they could wipe out most of our main population centers. All our eggs are in that one basket. And all this you got from Vauban, said Dymac. Finally. That was apparently enough to satisfy him. From thinking about Vauban, and how much harder our defensive problem is. So, said Dymac, what's your solution? Solution? What did Dymac think Bean was? I'm thinking about how to get control of the situation here in battle school, not how to save the world.